Best of Friends by Joanna Trollope, read by Claire Higgins. On their dawdling way home, Gus said he really needed a smoke. Sophie said, "Nobody of 14 needs a smoke." "I do," Gus said. He stopped walking and sat down on the pavement, his back against the wall behind it. "Get up," Sophie said. Gus patted the pavement beside him invitingly, as if it were a sofa. "Come on, Soph." Sophie looked at the traffic roaring by. If Gus lit up, sure as hell, one of those cars would shortly contain all their parents on the way home from this lunch party they'd been to. "Not here," Sophie said. Gus slumped back against the wall, aping collapse. His head lolled and his mouth hung open. He crossed his eyes. Sophie gave him an impatient nudge with one foot and walked on. He might be so familiar to her that he was almost like a brother, but he wasn't her brother, and she wasn't, when he acted the twerp, responsible for him. She had only gone with him to watch this five-a-side thing at school on a Saturday afternoon because he'd nagged at her, with wasp-like persistence, until she couldn't stand him a minute longer. In her view, Sophie had done enough for Gus for one day. She walked on down the main road into Whittingbourne. It was hot, in a threatening, thundery way, with purplish-grey clouds piling themselves up theatrically over the golden stone tower of the church, visible above the bleak brown roof of the sports centre. Sophie's Indian gauze shirt blew against her in the warm, dirty summer wind, outlining all the bits of her outline that she didn't like. As she got to the roundabout by the sports centre, she turned back to look at Gus. He was standing up now, spread-eagled against the wall with staring eyes as if confronting a firing squad. No wonder his brothers called him the fuckwit. Sophie, knowing the performance was all for her, and thus pointless if she was out of sight, walked on.